Buenos adios, amigos.
Buenos dias.
This is Sunny from Morning English.
And this is Jack from Morning English.
No, I'm...
You're not finished yet.
I was going to introduce you.
Oh, okay, sorry.
Today I'm joined here by my Spanish teacher, whose name is Jack Johnson.
Sí, sí, I'm a Spanish teacher. Yeah, I know maybe three words, four words. Sunny, I noticed that you have this little red Gucci bag on you today, right? You look so cute today, may I say.
Oh, really? Good for you, mate.
Good for you, mate. Cheers.
I never thought you would notice me.
Oh, well, I did. Is it a present, or...?
No, it's not a present. I just bought it myself. I thought I should be nice to myself, right?
Yeah, definitely. So, you love Gucci, or...?
Oh, no, don't get me wrong. I don't love this brand particularly.
Oh, okay.
But... I mean, it's a really famous brand.
Oh, yeah, so famous.
And the bag looks good, so I just bought it.
Yeah, it does look good. Yeah, I'll give you that, Sunny. Good taste. But lots of people read Gucci as Gucci or Gucci.
So the right pronunciation should be Gucci.
Yeah, true.
今天新背了一个花一年工资买的一个新的 Gucci 的包，然后被我们的 Jack...Notice 到了 Notice me.
Yeah, notice me.
Notice Sunny.
Okay, I'll notice Sunny.
那么、其实关于很多大牌的品牌的读音、很多人都会读错，比如说这个 Gucci 很多人就会读成 Gucci， 或者刚刚 Jack 还说有人读成 Gucci.
No,
it's Gucci.
Gucci.、
所以说今天我就来和 Jack 一起来聊一聊一些关于品牌的正确的发音。如果你想查看更多学习笔记和学习资料，请微信、微博搜索关注“早安英文”，回复“笔记”两个字就可以看到啦。另外，我们为大家准备了免费的神秘学习大礼包，请微信搜索关注“早安英文”，回复“福利”两个字就可以看到啦。
So yeah, another one is Louis Vuitton.
Vuitton.
I struggle with that one.
还有一个就是那个 LV， 很多人会把它读成Louis Vuitton, right?
对
I'm not sure, but、the right pronunciation should be Louis Vuitton.
对、
而且要注意这个地方的虽然它的拼写是 L-O-U-I-S、但是这个 S 是不要发音的 silent S、然后这个重音也要放在这个 tone 这里，所以其实它正确的读法应该是 Louis Vuitton.
And the next one is Hermes.
还有一个就是我们非常了解的很贵的那个品牌爱马仕，它正确的发音应该是 Hermes
对、
其实这个爱马仕它是、一个法语单词， It's a French word, right?
I suppose so, yeah. I don't really know, to be honest.
但是这个词语、其实、它代表的意思是、a Greek god.
I believe so. Again, don't quote me on this.
所以说啊，其实它正确的发音应该是 Hermes， 不要把那个 H 发出来了，不是 Hermes， 不是这样的哦。
So the next one is Chanel.
Chanel.
对 ，So
Chanel 就是我们说的香奈儿。
香奈儿。So this word looks a little bit like channel, but with one less N. So C-H-A-N-E-L.
这个单词很多人会把它和、频道、通道这个单词会弄混淆、那个单词是 channel, C-H-A-N-E-L. 这个单词里面有两个 N, 它读作 channel. 而这个品牌香奈儿它只有一个 N, 所以读作 Chanel.
So another brand I heard is really famous and popular in China is Givenchy.
Givenchy.
Another French
this
one.
This one's a little bit tricky for me to pronounce.
Very, yeah, it's tricky
Givenchy.
For me. Givenchy.
Givenchy. 好，大家猜出来这个没？这个是一个在最近在中国比较流行的一个很潮的牌子吧，算是。就是纪梵希，千万不要把这个单词读成 Givenchy. It's not right.
Givenchy
是一个非常听上去就非常法式的一个单词啊。This one sounds really French.
Very French. Very very French.
Very French.、
Yeah.
Very very French.
Givenchy. Okay, and the last one is Dior.
Dior, 这个就是我们常说那个迪奥雕牌。这个单词要注意一下，它的音节是分开的 ，Dior。非常的简单，但是也是比较容易读错的。
So there are some other names of brands that we can see a lot more in daily life, such
like
as Such as Starbucks.
Starbucks. 嗯，这个就是我们说的星巴克，
星
爸爸。
星巴克。嗯，对。
星爸爸。
星爸爸。
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
星爸爸。
Yeah. So Starbucks. Do you know any other coffee brands?
I know one that. Costa, right?
Oh, Costa. Costa.
Costa or
yeah,
Costa?
Costa.
Okay, Costa.
嗯哼。
这个就是我们常说，哎，好像这个没有那个，中文翻译，但是就是那个 Costa。就是那家卖咖啡的店啊，就注意不要像我一样把它读成 Costa， 应该是 Costa。
So we're going to tell you about some names of some supermarkets now. So the first one is Walmart.
嗯，第一个就是沃尔玛超市 Walmart.
Walmart. The second is IKEA.
IKEA.
嗯
，not IKEA， but IKEA.
Yeah,
IKEA
yeah.
是宜家 I K E A， right?
Yeah. And the third one is one that I'm actually going to go to in Changsha later, and that's
later. With
yeah.
whom?
Oh, wouldn't you like to know, Sunny? Metro.
嗯，接下来一个就是等一下我们的 Jack 就要去逛的，和我也不知道是谁去逛，叫做麦德龙 Metro M E T R O， 就是那个表示地铁的那个 Metro， 是一模一样的拼写。So Jack, since we're talking about brands,、
mm-hmm.
I have a story to tell you.
Oh, okay, cool. Go on then.
So it's my best friend whose name is Shirley.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
So I asked her about her favorite brand.
Right.
And she told me that she loves Dior.
Okay.
Because Chanel's shopping guys are really impatient and annoying.
Oh, right. That reminds me a little bit of Amber. Do you remember Amber?
Who?
Amber. How could you forget Amber?
Amber.
Yeah, on the mountain.
Amber.
No, not Amber.
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 Amber with a T, right?
对对对、yeah. 我们怕有了山。
Oh, the guy.
Mm.
其实这个 Ambert 是我们的一个共同的朋友，但是我突然刚刚忘了他的英文叫什么。So what about him?
Well, he said that he really likes Hermes because he thinks that their body wash smells really good.
That's classic Ambert.
Yeah,、
right?
yeah, definitely.
我们刚刚聊到我们的两个朋友，第一个是我的好朋友叫做 Shirley， 然后他说他非常喜欢迪奥这个牌子，因为香奈儿的导购很烦，很讨厌。然后我们另外一个朋友就是这个 Ambert， 他说他很喜欢爱马仕，因为他觉得他们的沐浴露很好闻。我觉得他俩都有点像神仙啊，因为这些理由都有点天马行空。好啦，以上就是我们这一期关于容易念错的大牌这期节目的所有内容。That's all we have for today.
Yeah, and if you have any brand names that you struggle saying or want some help with, then let us know. We'd be really interested to read your comments.
And if you love one particular brand, please let us know why. 如果你有一些不会读的大牌，欢迎留言告诉我们。当然啦，如果你有一些非常喜欢的大牌呢，也欢迎大家给我们种草安利，告诉我们为什么喜欢它。好的，感谢大家收听我们今天的节目。如果你想更加系统的学习英文，欢迎加入我们的会员课程。了解详情，请微信搜索关注“早安英文”，回复“会员”两个字就可以啦。So I've been Sunny.
I've been Jack.
No, that has been my Spanish teacher.
Sí.
Adios.
Buenos. Adios, señorita.
Adios, señor.
Juanme.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.